Okay, let's try this again after my previous one got cut off by an incoming call. I've turned it on airplane mode, so I don't think I'll get interrupted on this audio. Okay, so I am in Snoqualmie. If you might be able to hear in the background, a weed eater. That's Dad weed eating some grass out there in their yard. And Mom is gleaning at a food bank, which she does several times a week. And doesn't matter that she's been operated on her foot and has it in a boot, but she drives and does different work and chores as if nothing. So for a minute I'm here in the living room area in Mom and Dad's apartment, and have a minute to get this audio out. The report, and yeah, trying to decide exactly what things need to go on and what things I can eliminate from my to-do list while I'm here. I'm doing a lot of communication with the believers, and I'm very glad to be able to do that through WhatsApp. But yeah, that keeps me quite busy, but only part of the day because we're 9 hours away. It is so weird being on this side of the 9-hour time change at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Things go really quiet because over there it's 11 o'clock and people are shutting down. So that's interesting. It's the opposite of what usually happens. So let me see here. The picture that you see there, it was taken last Friday. It was Juan's birthday, and mine was on Saturday. So on Friday, the four of us went to an Italian restaurant in the capital, Donosti, and got that picture after we had eaten. And we have been working together. Oh my, I forgot to do the numbers. I think we've been working together for 26 years, the four of us. And God has done amazing things, and definitely not what we might have thought. That's the way it is. On Saturday, we had our intensive institute. That's number 52. Intensive institute number 52. Do the numbers, but 5 hours of teaching is what? 260 hours of Bible teaching we've organized for our believers since 1998, which was when we had our first one. And this Saturday, it was by Marco Antonio. I think I sent you some pictures before, so I'm not going to probably won't do any more today. But we had a good little crowd. It's definitely been down since COVID as far as numbers, but we can't do them at the farmhouse because there's no place to park cars at this point. So we're doing them at church. That is a little bit of a different dynamics. But one nice thing about doing them at church is that we have good cell phone coverage. And so we're able to have on the we're able to live stream the sessions. And we have that group of how many, 11 or 12 from Africa who followed us in the last institute. There were four or five of them, and this time there were 11. And they all had their notebooks because I sent all that to them so they could print them out. And the missionaries there printed them all out. They had a big screen, and they all watched it all day long along with us. So I'm going to close this door. I don't know how much that noise is. I might catch a picture of Dad doing that and send that out to you too. But anyway, so a very good institute. Marco Antonio did a great job teaching. It was the first time he's ever taught an intensive institute like that. And of course, first time we've had him as well. And he did a fine job. He's a pastor in, well, outside of Madrid. And Tim Darling, who some of you will remember, he's taught in a number of institutes for us. Tim Darling actually installed him as the pastor there at that ministry a few years ago. Then on Sunday, we had Sunday morning services, great services. Marco Antonio gave, we had a combined session for the first session, and he taught and preached then. And then I continued in the main service, and just went well. Starting to get hot in the service. Yeah, it's probably close to 80 by the time we were done. And this week, I'm gone, but this week they're having another heat wave in Spain. Central Spain is having weather in the 106, 107 degree numbers. And up in the Basque region, we are in the high 90s and supposed to hit 100 two times. So this is the second wave this summer. And yeah, it's nuts. So Mimi's there by herself taking care of things at the farmhouse, her chores and whatnot, but trying to stay in the shade, basically, mainly. So that's what's happening over there. Here in Snoqualmie, it's warm, but it's not definitely not that hot. On Sunday after the service, we went home, had lunch, and then Marco Antonio came with me. I drove down to Madrid and dropped him off. So I saved him that having to buy tickets or anything for that. And then I dropped my car off at a place that's going to keep it for a couple of weeks, one of those long-term parking things. And then I went to a hotel right there by the airport and was able to get all the stuff together, the paperwork and all that, or digital paperwork meeting all the requirements. And then on Monday, flew from Madrid to Chicago, layover there, and then from Chicago here. So about 14 hours in the plane, which was not fun. My neck was sore as all get out by the time I got here, but it was relatively smooth, and yeah, I got a lot of reading done, and it was good. But it was so good to get on land and then see Mom and Dad came pick me up there at the airport in Seattle, and we drove back, stopped, and did that Home Depot stop that I mentioned. And yeah, so we've been here a couple of days. Still my sleep schedule's all wacko, but enjoying Mom and Dad this morning. Mom and I just, you know, we get up early and enjoyed listening to some music and just chit-chatting. And then she went off to gleaning. Dad got up, so we had breakfast together. And we'll go out later and do another chore together. I'll send a picture later of Dad and I went yesterday to there's this lady there I've been witnessing to, and she has some issues in her yard, some sewer issues, and so we were out doing some trenching and things. Dad has already done most of the work, but so we did that together, and just getting errands done, and it's very, very, very enjoyable. Of course, it's beautiful here as far as so green, flowers just everywhere, and just a beautiful area with the mountains around us here in the Cascades, or right on the edge of the Cascades. Pray for Walter again and his girls and the Dodgins. He's waiting for this trial that I don't even know. We don't even understand why they're trying him. That was supposed to be done already, and it's been... they've stirred up the pot again, and they're threatening him with 9 years of prison time, and it's just insanity. The whole social services system supposedly trying to help these girls out, and what they're doing is messing their lives out hugely. But pray for Walter. God will keep giving him the faith he needs to stay strong and keep his mind clean and pure and loving God. And maybe some of you were able to see that video that I prepared of the first of the series of loving God with all your mind. I hope so. Hope it was a blessing. And then Milton Portugal, who's my friend from Peru, pastor friend, he's 90. I mentioned him in some earlier reports. I got a note from his son yesterday that he was sleeping almost around the clock, they said, from the hospital, and that they really think he's now literally close to his last breath. So pray for the family, with all the there's nine kids. Of course, they're all married, or most of them, and have children, and there's grandchildren and great-grandchildren already, but appreciate your prayers for his wife Sarela and the family there. And let me see. I'll end with this. I'll put up a picture at Institute. They made some cakes for Juan and me, some birthday cakes. Somebody got a picture of that, so I'll share that. And then one of Dad working yesterday at that lady's house. And otherwise, yeah, we're just enjoying it here. Appreciate your prayers for Mimi as she is back there with the rest of the team, and they're going through this week of brutal heat. At least for us, it's brutal over there. And there's normally not air conditioning anywhere in the church or in the home or anything. So it just gets hot. Hot as all get out. Okay, well, this has gotten longer than usual. And that's all I have written down on my list. So I'll let you go. Thanks very much. Bye.